Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. And today we have some pretty cool information because we have a brand new LTM that just came out, which is called the Impossible Escape, I'm pretty sure. Where is it? Yes, Impossible Escape. There's two different versions, PvE and PvP, and they're both squads. So this is going to be a very interesting to see. It's Fortnite's, other than Save the World, first PvE game mode. Because most of the other ones aren't PvE. They're more like, they're not really PvE. They're more just PvP. And so it's going to be very interesting to see like how it ends up. If they do more stuff like this in the future, or if they just stick to doing more BR stuff. Because I could definitely see them not doing this in the future, just because, like, from what I've seen of it, it's very laggy when you're playing it. It's not very fast, as you would say. It is laggy. Like, you'll get a lot higher ping than usual if you're in some areas. So just keep that in mind when you're going into playing it, that it will not be the fastest experience of gaming that you have, that you're going to have. There's other places that are going to be faster, other game modes. So just keep that in mind, of course, when you're playing it. But some news, some other stuff about it is that there's different game, there's different versions of it. There's as a PvE and PvP, and winning it gives you different rewards. You have to build the helicopter and put all the parts on that you find around. And by doing that, you can pretty much get all those parts together on the plane, and then you have to fill it up with gas, and you have to get to the end. And if you get to the end, then you get the reward of, if you do the PvE, you get the loading screen for it, and if you do PvP, you will win the umbrella, and it is an amazing umbrella. This is probably, it's one of the best umbrellas that we've had so far, so definitely, if you want it, then go and check it out, because it probably won't be, you won't be able to get after this. And then also, as it is Tuesday, and every Tuesday so far, we have gotten a loading screen. The last two, if I can find them, being the Parallel Universe and the Bare Beginnings. And we're getting them every Tuesday for this month. And of course, it's for like the Fortnite crew. So we're getting the next one today. They're looking really cool. The next one has some leaf skins in it that we haven't seen yet. So definitely look at those. They're going to be really cool. Definitely check them out. We should be getting that today. It isn't out yet, so you will not be getting it yet, but you'll be getting it later on today. They have until midnight. You'll probably get it around 6 o'clock. Around 6 o'clock Pacific is when it should be getting out to you. So make sure you just check your locker and you'll see if you have it. You should have it if you have the skin for this one. And then also, due to an issue to complete the Build in the Storm quest from last week, you must remain in the storm until the pieces finish building. This is one really easy in Team Rumble, so go do that in there if you haven't done it yet. Challenges come out in 2 days now, so get ready for those. And the challenge pack, of course, you can do for the Lyra skin. Those are going to get you your 1500 V-Bucks. And actually, there is a bug with the Lyra skin right now. It's not with the skin itself. It is with the pack on Switch, where, if I can get to it, here we go. They're aware of inconsistencies in the price of the Snakes and Stones Challenge Pack on Nintendo Switch, and then we'll be adjusting it. They'll provide more info for players who purchased that at the incorrect price at a later date. I'm pretty sure this is now fixed, because when I went and checked, it is just the normal $12.99 or $11.99, whatever it is. So you can go and get it there. If you want to on Switch, it should be fixed. And if you already bought it, they're figuring out a way that you can get your money back, I'm pretty sure. They also released a maintenance patch on Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One that improves game stability, and players need to download the update when launching the game or after completing the current match. They're also aware of some players losing network connection while playing the Impossible Escape LTM, and will investigate the issue and update when they have more information. And that's, as I said, how people were getting worse connection. And they have been partially, those issues have been partially resolved, and they're continuing to address the instances of the issue. And we also have a blog post here about the Impossible Escape LTM, Escape the Hostile Island. And this is on the epicgames.com website. And it says, by the Fortnite team, you've awakened on the island, realizing that you weren't extracted after your last squads match. Stranded with 15 others, you now must prove you're capable of overcoming the wild by making an escape. The reward for victory in this Impossible Escape limited time mode, not just securing freedom, but also the new Impossible Odds loading screen and Escapist Umbrella. And then there's a video there that you can watch. It says the escape plan. There are 3 choppas on the island, or 1, depending on whether you're playing PvE or PvP versions of the mode. But escape isn't as simple as just boarding one. Each choppa is in need of repair, requiring 4 specific parts to bring it back into commission. The parts can be anywhere on the island, but beware. The island is occupied by savage animals and dangerous guardians, with new threats emerging each time the sun goes down. As soon as a choppa is fixed up, whoever is the pilot must fly to an escape point before it runs out of fuel. Everyone on board a successfully escaped choppa wins, but don't think that ditching your team is a sound strategy to safety. Teamwork for takeoff. All players will awaken far from each other, so if it's up to you to seek out fellow strandees. To form a squad, you will be given the option to squad up with a player when you approach them, allowing you to communicate with each other with the in-game chat if enabled. Also, many hands make light work, so check your HUD to see what choppa parts your squadmates are currently carrying. As usual, a squad can contain up to 4 players. Though you'll want to divide the labor, you won't want to split up. With all the barbaric oppositions, traveling alone will be perilous, will be unwise. And depending on what version you're playing, the opposition could include your fellow survivors. In the PvE version, members of different squads cannot harm each other, but in the PvP version, civility among squads is surrendered. PvP only has 1 choppa as opposed to PvE's 3, so taking on other squads is crucial to escape. Yes, besides freedom, the reward for success in an impossible escape are a new loading screen and umbrella to add to your collections. Make your escape in the PvE version to unlock the loading screen and the PvP version to unlock the umbrella. Impossible Escape in both PvE and PvP will be available through May 5th, 2021 at 9 a.m. Eastern. So that's going to be very exciting. I can't wait to play that one this weekend and get that umbrella, as I am actually looking forward to that. The umbrella looks really cool. You can actually see it if you go to the website, the blog post. But that is all of our news that we have for today. So why don't we now take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go over the brand new skin that we have in today's item shop. Hello and welcome back from the break. Now that we're back, why don't we go over the item shop and the brand new skin that we have in it today. And that is the Catwoman Zero outfit. And of course, you can get her in her bundle, which is also out. And I actually don't know how much it costs to buy the bundle because I already have the pickaxe from the comic code. But if you already own the pickaxe from the comic, you will then get the skin for 700 V-Bucks. So pretty good bundle deal there. And the skin is the Catwoman Zero outfit. The cat came back is the description, part of the Batman Zero Point set. And then her pickaxe, the Catwoman's Grappling Claw, pickaxing perfection. And of course, you can get the skin for 700 if you already own the pickaxe. Moving on, then you can get the Catwoman Zero outfit by herself for 1,200 V-Bucks, and the pickaxe, the Catwoman's Grappling Claw, for 800. So, really cool pickaxe, and definitely really like the skin a lot better than the original version of the skin, the original Catwoman skin. This one's definitely a lot better. Moving on, in today's item shop, we also have the Bushranger outfit, which has those 4 styles, default, blooming, autumn, winter, and dream ranger styles, and his backman of course have those same 5 styles, and then his pickaxes of course also have those styles, and he is 1200 and his pickaxes are 800. Also, we have the Deadeye skin in here who has the 2 styles, default and the no hat style, with the backbling second sight. Really cool skin here for 2000. The spectral scythe pickaxe for 800. The dead wave rat for 500. The Chaos Agent skin, which has those 2 styles, the no helmet style and the helmet style, with the ooze chamber backbling, And I find it very interesting that they actually put these in here today. Put the skin in here, considering that he's in the pack for the better version, which we'll go over later. And then also the Chaos Scythe for 800, also in a pack that's better. And the animated Black Ooze Wrap for 500. We also have in here today the Brute Gunner outfit for 800. Really cool outfit. The Safari skin, which has those two styles, the default and the hat off style, with the Gunny Sack back bling for 1200. The Harmony emote for 200. Haven't seen this one in a while. The Make It Plantain emote for 500. Also haven't seen that one in a while. The Sproing emote. Always gotta love that emote. And the Behold emote. Moving on, we also have the Beast Boy bundle and the Batman Zero bundle. And then we also, since it's been a little bit since we've gone over the packs, we're going to go over what's in the packs. And we have the Knights of the Food Court pack in here today with the Sir Burger skin, Beef Steel Blade Backbling, Der Burger King Battle Spatch, Zarya the Cruel skin, Zarya Mantle Backbling, Zarian Slicer's Pickaxe, Pico de Galleon skin, Buckler Supreme Backbling, the Chunky Solsax Pickaxe, and the Combo Meal Loading Screen. For 2,600, you can get all of those. As I said, the better version of that skin is in here today, and of course I'm talking about the Double Chaos Double Agent, Double Agent Wildcard, Double Agent Hush, Double Agent Stripe Backbling, Double Agent Hardcase Backbling, and the Double Agent Ooze Unit Backbling. A lot better than the original skins, in my opinion. So definitely, if you're thinking about picking those ones up, definitely do so. Also, we have their, and of course, you can get that one for, I'm pretty sure it's $2,500 to get all of that. Yes, $2,500. And then we have the Shadow Strike Pickaxe Pack for $1,200, which gives you the Shadow Blades, Gold Crow, and the better version of the Chaos Scythe, the Mayhem Scythe, which I actually really like. For $1,200, of course. And then we also have the Last Laugh bundle in here with the Joker skin, which has those three styles, default, jacket, and no hat style. The Poison Ivy skin, who has the default and human style. The Midas Rex skin, who has the default and full helmet style. The Backbloom Backbling. The Laugh Riot Backbling, which is reactive. The Midas Crest Backbling. The Kingmaker Pickaxes. The Ivy Axe Pickaxe. The Bad Joke Pickaxe, Joker's Revenge Pickaxe, and the Pick-A-Card Contrail. All really cool items there for $30. And also in the shop, we have our starter pack right now, which will get you the Centurion outfit with hat, and he has that Centurion Assault style with the, find it in my locker, the Gallant Gear Backbling with the Assault style as well. And you will also get the Centurion Edge Pickaxe, which is really cool, and it's a blue pickaxe, which also has that assault style. Also, we have the brand new Lyra skin still in here from yesterday, and she does have that default Lyra style in the better version, in my opinion, the Sidewinder Lyra style, with the Agent Stone's Backbling, the Slitherous Staff Pickaxe, and she had one other thing, didn't she? Oh yeah, and the quest for 1500 V-Bucks. And of course you can get all of those for $12, and the bugs should be getting fixed if it's not already fixed over on the Switch. But now, before we end off today's episode, we of course have the loading screen for the Fortnite crew, which is in there. But we have to go over our LTMs. And of course, we have those Impossible Escape PV and PvP versions, which you already went over. But we also have the 222 level default death run, Survival Simulator. The names obviously go really slow. Survival Simulator Desert, BHE 1v1 build fights. And then those are our creative LTMs for today. And of course, that is going to be all that we have for today's episode. And if you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can find me over on YouTube at Numi. I did actually recently post a new montage over there on my PC, as I have said. I have said this before. But yeah, just go check that out. I'm working on a new one right now. And then, of course, if you'd like to see some of my other montages that I make for my friend, of course, go subscribe to him It is CERMYY or Kermy. So go subscribe to him and give him some support. He only has 9 subscribers. So if we can get him to 15 subscribers at least, if not 20, that will just be amazing. So you guys go subscribe over there. Links to both channels will be in the description of this episode. And also, of course, my Twitch you can find over at Exotic Numi. Link will also be in the description. But of course, that's going to be all for today, guys. So until next time, goodbye.